Joined now in the studio by our news director, Blake Hodge, the aforementioned, who's been following both of those throughout the day. Blake, what's the latest?
Yeah, we don't have a ton of information still about the shooting from last night. This is the first homicide that we've seen like this in Chapel Hill this year, it certainly seems. And so we're awaiting further information. As of right now, again, happened last night about 7:30 at Camelot Village. And we got the word just within the last hour that 52-year-old Mark David Stiles did pass away this morning, died as a result of multiple gunshot wounds. Mm-hmm. Police did say they did not believe this was a widespread threat to the community, and they felt like this was an isolated incident. So we'll continue to keep an eye out on that, but still very early in this now homicide investigation for Chapel Hill Police.
Yeah, we'll keep following that. And earlier today, you were up in Hillsboro, right?
Correct.
For day one of the murder trial of Ramon Austin, right?
Ramon Austin is one of two charged in the fatal shooting of one-year-old Malia Williams. Remember, this happened on Christmas. The shooting happened Christmas Day of 2015. Williams died 3 days later. Mm-hmm. And Austin is charged along with Pierre Jabron Moore. This trial is just for Austin in this case, as Moore is still in custody and awaiting his trial. They've got the jury seated, and that took the majority of the week. They started that process on Tuesday. They finished it up this morning, selecting the last couple of alternates. So they've got the jury seated, and we heard opening statements today from the first couple of witnesses. They got to pretty quickly there as they were just kind of laying out prior events leading up to that shooting on Christmas Day 2015. And from the narrative that we've seen so far, from what the opening statements were from Assistant District Attorney Jeff Neiman and from Austin's defense team here, was that there was a lot of different kind of violence and activity, crimes committed leading up to this shooting. Jeff Neiman called it a tragic case of a cycle of violence that didn't end until it took the most important person or the most innocent person imaginable, is how he opened his statement to the jury today. And was Ramon Austin there in the courtroom? He was very quiet, attentive throughout the whole thing, taking a lot of notes during his both portions of the opening statements there, and there were some family members of his, it seemed like, they were there, as well as the mother of Malia Williams, who was in the courtroom today. And it was kind of building a lot of a backstory leading up to that day at Trinity Court in December 2015, when the facts of the case, kind of as we understand them right now, Neiman made an interesting point that a lot of it wouldn't be disputed. It was just a couple of key factors mm-hmm. that would come down to deciding the verdict in this case. And he's charged with discharging firearm into an occupied dwelling, as well as first-degree murder. And those are the two charges that he's being held on. It's not a capital case, so if he is convicted of first-degree murder, the only options there are life in prison without the possibility of parole, or if you are trying it as a death penalty case. But this one is not being tried in that fashion. What we heard a little more about today was just the narrative of what happened, that there had been an incident at Trinity Court earlier in the day with a couple of other individuals who are not the two charged in this case, that there had been a fight, that someone had been robbed of some possessions mm-hmm. and marijuana in this case as well, and that there was apparently a threat made that the person who was robbed was going to be coming back and you know, take some level of a association
right,
with that
right.
of what you could anticipate. But then it appears as though Austin and Moore were meeting up with that other person later on and then came back, and ultimately shots were fired. One-year-old Malia Williams, who was in her mother's arms, was shot, struck by one of those bullets in the head, and died 3 days later. So figuring out the ultimate sequence of those events, how involved Ramon Jamar Austin was, whether he got out of the vehicle, pulled the trigger and fired off shots into that crowd of about 20 people remains to be kind of determined.
Two people are being charged here, and I know this is just the trial of Austin, but there is one other person who's accused of murder. Is there still a question of who pulled the trigger, or is that known?
So yeah, they're both charged with murder in this. They're both being held on murder charges at this point. They're based on what was laid out today in opening statements, and again, just kind of giving some background. Opening statements are not, it's not evidence. It's not presenting the ultimate facts as they are understood. It's kind of an expectation of what you're going to see throughout the trial. And it seemed as though there was some agreement that Ramon Austin was driving a vehicle with Pierre Gibran Moore in that vehicle with him. It circled around the Trinity Court parking lot, and then an individual got out of the passenger side of the vehicle and shots were fired. It's whether Austin also got out of the vehicle, shots, and whether he also fired shots, and whether just the involvement in general, how much he knew of if he did not fire shots, how much he knew of any of that was going to be going on to determine the level of culpability here. So there's a lot of those kinds of questions that will be answered over the next kind of anywhere week to 3 or 4 weeks even for a trial.
All right, we'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.